You're listening to TF Talk News, part of the TF Talk network of podcasts and live streams, where we give you the most relevant current stories in your fandom and more, all within 30 quick minutes or less. I'm your host, Mr. Starscream, and I'll be your guide to everything worth talking about that transformed since last episode. Discover more of our great shows at tftalk.net and follow us on social media channels at TFYLP. We're back for our first standard episode of TF Talk News post-Toy Fair, and I gotta say, it's going to be tough to pack as much juicy information into this episode as the last one. If this is your first time stumbling upon TF Talk News, be sure to dig up last week's episode where we break down tons of the Toy Fair reveals. First, let's get to listener feedback from last episode, where I asked what predictions you might have for a future Transformers crossover release. Reflector Prime from Wichita, Kansas writes, "With the new Terminator vs. Transformers comics announced, I'd love to see the Hunter Killer tanks from the James Cameron movies turned into some sort of crazy Decepticon." Steve McNeevy from Bettendorf, Iowa asked for, "The ultimate 80s Carbot, Kit the Knight Rider in a Generations-style mold." And last but not least, Henry Wilkins is predicting a, quote, "Top Gun-branded F-16 from the new Earthrise Starscream mold, please." Those are some great predictions, but they're all made up. I, Mr. Starscream, just pulled a fast one on all of you hapless listeners, because no one sent in any feedback last week. Why must you make me feel so lonely and sad? No worries, you can rectify this by emailing me at tftalknews@tftalk.net, and we'll immortalize you in Transformers podcast history by reading your comments on the air. Come on, do I really have to start offering free goodies for feedback? Include your mailing address, and you never know what might show up on your doorstep. So anyways, it's on to the reveal spiel, which starts in the far-off land of Japan with some brand new Takara Tomy Mall exclusive reveals detailing how the Earthrise Quintessons are going to be released in Japan. The Quintesson Judge, Deluxe Alicon, and the Battlemaster Slitherfang, which is billed as a Micromaster for some reason, will only be available in Japan as limited Takara Tomy Mall exclusives. Actual photos of the toys are available on the Takara Tomy Mall website, which bear some surprising differences to the renders that we saw from Hasbro last week. The Japanese Quintesson Judge depicts a clear, transparent energy blast holding it up versus the orange translucent piece seen in the Hasbro renders. Looking back at the samples shown at Toy Fair, this piece was indeed cast in clear plastic and not orange, so it's fair to assume that this will be what the final product looks like. Slitherfang also appears to bear zero differences in the Takara Tomy photos versus the samples at Toy Fair, but the Alicon has a strikingly more pink color scheme versus the gray one seen in the Hasbro renders. The painted samples on the show floor at Toy Fair featured a much more drab color scheme than what we're seeing in the Takara Tomy Mall photos. So what should you make of this? It's hard to tell if the Alicons released in the USA will be different than the ones we're seeing from Japan, but if they are, in fact, different, expect a collector bloodbath. Especially if this is confirmed after the pre-order window has closed for the Takara Tomy Mall limited exclusives. Listen, I'm not trying to incite a panic, but don't come crying to Mr. Starscream if these Alicons turn out to be something special. Speaking of Takara Tomy Mall, we hope you didn't forget about SG-06 Siege Nemesis Prime, which is supposed to be released later this month in Japan. In domestic news, official inbox product photos of Studio Series Voyager Scrapper and Sentinel Prime made their way onto the web this week, showcasing the beautiful shelf presence of these toys. And like I called last week, we were treated to the toy renders of Deluxe Trailbreaker and Sunstreaker during the Australian Toy Fair. As expected, Trailbreaker is a retool from Hoist, and Sunstreaker is a heavily modified Wheeljack. The differences are so drastic, I am hesitant to even say they share the same mold, so you'll have to be the judge on that. These figures will be released in Wave 3, along with Weaponizer Fast Track and Fan Vote Run Amok, which are currently scheduled for October. So let's move on to items that are actually on the shelf. Cyberverse Warrior Starscream and Hammerbite have been spotted at US retail at Walmart's. Walmart has been the go-to source for the Warrior class toys since they are priced at under $12, so get hunting! Oh, and although we thought this would be the last wave of Cyberverse Warriors, it's come to my attention that there will indeed be at least one more wave because the new Cybertronian Optimus Prime Warrior toy was not included in this current wave. So expect at least one more, and who knows if there may be some other characters that we haven't seen yet, or if it'll just be a wave of repacks. Let's hope not. Alright, this sentence is going to be hard to swallow, so just bear with me. BotBots Series 4 and 5, 5 packs and 8 packs, are hitting shelves at Targets across the country. That's a lot of random numbers. The Winter Circle Gold BotBots are in some sets and are proving to be very collectible. Look for the blue and chartreuse colored plastic blind packs if you're trying to spot these new sets from a distance. Also, it appears that Earthrise Deluxes are showing up at Walmart's, so if you've been looking for them, you have another location to add to your hunting grounds. Back overseas, we saw the release of Matrix Buster Big Convoy, which is a special set including the giant Matrix Buster cannon, which pairs nicely with the anime Big Convoy release from last year. Wave 2 of the Seacons was released in Japan as well, which leaves only Tentakill and Overbite, which are planned for next month. We are one step closer to raising King Poseidon himself. And lastly, anyone who pre-ordered MP48 Lyo Convoy from Amazon Japan better check their credit cards because he coming. DHL should be ding-dong ditching your home as this podcast airs, and hopefully you can catch the TF Talk crew discussing this figure on this week's Ouch My Wallet. That is, if the gods are kind to us. Here, kitty kitty. Third-party news, where to buy stuff, and other ramblings will be coming after this word from our sponsors. And don't forget, you can have your own sponsorship segment if you email us at tftalknews@tftalk.net.
Hey, it's an advertisement during a podcast. So clearly we're supposed to try to sell you a mattress. But we don't have any of those, so how about you just head on down to Toy Du Jour in Chicago for all your vintage toys, arts, and farts needs. Not in Chicago? No problem. We know how to use the internet. Give us a follow on Instagram or Facebook as we post new items for sale every day. Looking for that He-Man figure you used to have as a kid? Want that pre-rub Soundwave figure that you keep getting outbid on? Need a Rainbow Bright doll in your life? We got you covered. Man, I guess if you buy enough of these items, you could make a mattress out of them. Toy Du Jour does not endorse using vintage Transformers as a mattress. We also have a full display of harder-to-find Transformer items, which explains why we're on this podcast. Now go buy a real mattress, you weirdo. You can follow us at Toy Du Jour, TOYDEJOUR, on Instagram and Facebook. Bye.
I'm a purist at heart. I love the real deal. Accept no substitutes. These are the collecting mantras that I live by. But it's hard to ignore all the wild offerings from third-party transforming toy manufacturers. The latest behemoth to provide Transformerland with delicious eye candy is Troublemaker from company Devil Savior. This is a bigger, bulkier, and exponentially more complicated depiction of ROTF Devastator. Just like his Studio Series counterpart, this brute is made up of 8 transforming robots that are being released one by one and are commanding around $100 per piece. The cement truck is already in the hands of those that have pre-ordered him, and final images of the giant shovel vehicle have hit the net. All indications are that these figures are extremely complicated and may be best left in combined mode. This completed set will feature some screen-accurate details that the official versions will not, like segmented chains that shoot from the left arm, and of course, Troublemaker's, wrecking balls.
I am directly below! Enemy scrotum!
Clocking in at around $800 to complete the set, this may be a balas-only combiner. The individual robots for this toy are available at the online retailer of your choice, so get out there and check it out for yourself. Studio Series is fine for me, but I have a feeling this Troublemaker will make more than a few fans think twice.
That is more than twice the price!
Last week, I mentioned some pre-order sellouts for things like the Generation Selects cassettes and the Quintessons. I should have clarified, though, that these sellouts were only on Hasbro Pulse specifically. These toys are still sold out from that channel, but there are plenty of other options out there. I'm sorry to say these sales are over, but the Target buy one get one 50% off sale was amazing because it still counted for pre-order items. Not only that, but Target had a pricing error that is still on their site for Constructicon Overload at $29.99. Pair that with the BOGO sale and you could save almost $50 or get one leader class toy for free. Unfortunately, the Overload pre-orders are now sold out on Target.com, and Snapdragon's erroneous price of $19.99 has also been fixed.
Spare me this mockery of justice!
Another piece of bad news is that Red Wing has returned to out-of-stock status on Target.com. Most of the other Transformers are still available for pre-order on Target. Or at least I thought. I just looked to make sure I was reporting accurate information, and it looks like the Quintesson Judge and the Alicon are also sold out on Target. Yikes! Are Transformers suddenly cool again or something? Maybe I should check Walmart.com too. Phew! It looks like most of those sold out toys are still available on Walmart.com, except for Netflix Hotlink. I wonder why that is.
Can't you do anything right, Skywarp?
Even if these get sold out, you can always rely on specialty retail like Big Bad Toy Store, TF Source, or The Chosen Prime, at least until they sell out too. I gotta admit, this is wild. I haven't seen Transformers fever like this in years. Let's hope it keeps up and we can coast into the glory years of the next Transformers film franchise. No, I don't have any insider info on what's coming next for Transformers out of Hollywood, but expect Mr. Starscream to keep on the bleeding edge of Transformers movie news as it comes out. So, a pretty easy news week, and we hope you're enjoying this quick audio digest of everything you should know in Transformers toy collecting. Till next time! The TF Talk Network exists due to the efforts of an enthusiastic collection of Transformers fans across North America and beyond. Check out our variety of shows like Microcasters, Ouch My Wallet, Cut the Tape, and our flagship show featuring a rotating all-star cast, TFYLP, which has been running for over 10 years. The cast at the TF Talk Network is always growing, so if you have a desire to participate, reach out to us via any of our social platforms at TFYLP, or email us at tftalknews@tftalk.net. You can directly support our shows and keep us on the air by becoming a monetary supporter of TFYLP on Patreon. Donations through Patreon are used to cover production and server expenses that keep our shows running and are not distributed to the individual staff members. If you have any comments or feedback, you can email the show at tftalknews@tftalk.net, and we'd love to read some of your comments on the air.
I'll see y'all at TFCon Orlando. Oh, wait, no, you won't. I'm not going.